This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight. Away we go. I'll tell you what a week it's shaping up to be. Olympic-wise for Team USA, without a doubt, the medal count continues to slide up. In fact, right at the top, I was frantically counting the medals because we keep winning more. That's what happens. And my favorite story, instead of sliding right into politics, my favorite story is this one. It's Lily King, who won a gold medal, who ended up winning in a kind of a grudge race after pointing out, let's put it that way, that she did not drug. It was one of the most anticipated races of the Olympics. And Lily King backed up her talk by defeating Yulia Efimova, to win the gold in the 100 meters breaststroke on Monday. Huge, because she made it pretty clear, I'm swimming clean, where previously the girl that she was fighting in the for the gold had been found guilty of doping. So we start there. We'll give you the medal count as we move through Rio in this show. But right from the get-go, Justin Duckham joins us. He's inside the Beltway, of course, with Talk Media News. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Hey, are you watching any of these Olympics or kind of sporadically?
A little bit sporadically. I've had it on a lot. I've been kind of glancing out of the corner of my eye, but it's been pretty fun so far.
It has been pretty fun. You know, you and I have been talking about the polls, and I have a theory, but it's not one that I don't think other people aren't floating as well. I really think these days, especially, politics is very much like sports. It's my side, your side, and there seems to be nothing in between. I mean, that's what the deal is, you know. We go toe-to-toe, and it's just like we're the Eagles and the Cowboys, which is so insane. But what about the independents? When we talk about the polls, one thing that I'm not talking about too much is the independents. What's the thought coming out of D.C. on how independents will go?
You know, that's a good question, and that's really what's up for grabs right now and why a lot of the bleeding we've seen from Donald Trump has been sort of so dangerous for his campaign. Obviously, he was making a number of statements that were just considered to be pretty reprehensible by a lot of people, regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, the attack against the Khan family or whatnot, the entire baby controversy that has, sort of blown out of what anybody had initially imagined. So whenever you have that, of course, raises a question over where people are going to lean. And if you're sort of on the fence, that's not really a kind of news week that you want to lead off on, particularly in the sense that you have people who are breaking pretty heavily for Hillary Clinton on that, and a lot of people who are following suit and sort of jumping on that train or also jumping on the abandoning Trump train. And just on the idea of independence, Susan Collins, who is, considered to be one of the more independent-leaning senators in the upper chamber from Maine, announced tonight that she is not going to be voting for Donald Trump, nor is she going to be supporting him publicly. And, when we look at people who really kind of could go either way in the Senate, that's sort of a clear indicator of where a lot of independent mindsets are, I would imagine.
Yeah, so it's interesting, in talking about what could happen and forecasting and looking in the crystal ball. One thing that we can't forecast is each and every day some of what's happening in the Trump camp and in the Hillary files as well. The story breaks that the Benghazi parents, the parents of two of the four men who died in those attacks back in 2012, have filed a suit against Hillary Clinton, who was Secretary of State then, saying she's responsible for their deaths and claiming defamation. What do you make of that?
You know, that's something that, of course, is going to be, you know, getting some attention, and particularly in light of the sort of con statements that we've seen. So far, though, we haven't seen Hillary Clinton saying that they don't have a right to do as much. We haven't really seen the campaign responding to it, you know, very forcefully. But we would probably imagine that they would go back to the statements that they've already made so far, namely that, you know, they respect the grief of the family, but that the Benghazi issue is one that has been examined by multiple sources. You know, that's been the subject of a lot of congressional grilling. Hillary Clinton, of course, testified over that issue for upwards of 11 hours. We also had an independent counsel coming out and saying that this was not something that could be put on the former secretary's shoulders. And I would imagine that that's probably going to be the response that we're going to see as this moves forward, namely that this is an issue that they've largely said has been put to rest multiple times, at least.
Yeah. How about this? A story that broke today, and I don't know if there's a lot of conversation about it, but you guys cover the Pentagon. The Pentagon is redefining, it's something I read somewhere, Wall Street Journal, Newsmax, CNN, I don't know, but that the Pentagon was redefining their fitness standards because of obesity. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we've heard a good number of times in the past couple of years, namely the fact that there is sort of a hiring crisis in the sense that there are just, you know, growing health issues in terms of the American public and just a dwindling pool of people who could be, you know, considered fit for service, to use the most literal term of that. So I don't believe I've seen the exact report that you're referring to, but this isn't the first time that we've heard something like this being put forward, and there is sort of an acknowledgement that you know, with the pure sort of demand that we have in terms of personnel, this is something that has to be addressed at a certain point, and I guess changing the standards would be sort of an understandable response to that.
Yeah, wow, crazy stuff. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So he's right. We've talked about the Pentagon situation before. There's no question about it. Another story that came out of Washington is the fact that the president has issued about $743 billion in regulations, and I mean dollars when we talk about the money side of it. You know, these statistics are available and they're being released. So when we say that, what it means is the American Action Forum did a study, and they found that the 600 major regulations have amounted to that amount of money, and 194 million paperwork hours. Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? Their comparison was the GDP of Norway and Israel is less than that figure. So regulations under this prez averaging about 81 a year, the total figure through the 7.5 years of his presidency, they say, is a 20% increase from President Bush's full two terms. About 100 regulations were passed in 2010. That's the highest total of any year during the Obama presidency, if you go back and look at that. The study predicts the 2016 figure will be somewhere around 81 per year average. And you know what it could be? I mean, when you say regulations, it could be greenhouse gas standards. It could be that. There's a lot of regulations. Tobacco, overtime pay, financial, that kind of stuff. All right, stay with us. We just scratched the surface.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Donald Trump. What you see is what you get.
All Hillary Clinton has to offer is more of the same. More taxes, more regulations, more bureaucrats, more restrictions on American energy and on American production.
All right, he said, she said, it is the tale of 2016. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we continue down the path back on the politics of the day. And the politics of the day include some of what we already mentioned, the fact that Hillary Clinton is being sued for what happened in Benghazi. Donald Trump is trying to find his footing after a controversial week, right? And comes back at Hillary Clinton. In the polls, a Monmouth poll came out. Hillary leads by 13 among likely voters. Mike Huckabee says, but wait a second, don't trust the polls saying that Trump is tanking. He's saying don't look at that and think that that's true. He says, you know, take it with a grain of salt for sure. Based on what he knows, he says polls taken before Labor Day and the presidential debates are notoriously subject to change, but it hasn't stopped the pundits from proclaiming that Trump's campaign is tanking. So there you go. I think you can tell some of what's happening by looking at polls, but there is absolutely some truth, some merit in what Huckabee is saying. It is all about those presidential debates, and it's about the finish line. It's about the fall. It's about crossing over into the finish line. You know, absolutely. You can be ahead in the polls, and then you can tank when it comes to the actual votes. And so which would you rather have? Of course, I mean, we can read those tea leaves, and I don't know that the tea leaves are telling us one way or the other. I think it's still one of those really razor thin deals. I really do. So try to make heads or tails of it, I think, is pretty tough. I do. In Florida, they're saying, oh, get your act together federally, statewide, when it comes to Zika, because they're reporting a new case of homegrown Zika. That you don't want to hear. If somebody brought the Zika virus in, it's one thing. But homegrown, no. And they say it appears to be local transmission. The person traveled to Miami-Dade County, and that's it. And think of the devastating birth defect on the other end of that, depending on who that mosquito bites. And sadly, it's happening within 1 square mile in the Miami-Dade County area. So that's where most of this is coming up, which is awful. Because somebody maybe originally brought that in, but now they're saying homegrown. And somebody asked me this today, well, what do you think of the whole Zika thing? I think there's just a lot we don't even know. Right? I mean, if it's one area, better to be in that one area than to be, you know, spread everywhere. However, they're mosquitoes. And the mosquitoes can end up anywhere, and we know that, right? Logically, when we think about this. So as we talk about the politics of the day, part of the politics of the day include this mosquito. You know, we dealt with West Nile. Now we're dealing with Zika. And you see those poor babies, those gorgeous little babies who are riddled with this horrible disease. Nobody wants that to happen to them. And there's just too much that's vague out there when it comes to talking about this. Because it's not exactly giving anyone a warm feeling about being wherever it is they are if they hear statistics like in a one block area or in a 1 mile area, this is where it's all contained, especially when you're talking about, you know, especially when you're talking about this birth defect and it being contained again to one particular spot, and you've got pregnant women. Because what are those pregnant women supposed to do? The answer is they can't be out. They can't be outside. And how do you risk that? I had a friend that said to me today, who is pregnant, by the way, well, it seems like every time I step out, I get bitten by a mosquito. So how do I control that? And the answer is there's no controlling it, unfortunately. Or we would all do that. How many of you out there, just your average mosquitoes, you're trying to get rid of those pesky critters? Imagine cherry picking and saying to yourself, oh, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, I hope when I get bitten that this doesn't happen to be one that's got Zika. So you can't just totally dismiss it. You know, we had on our friend from the UN a couple of weeks ago, and he said that they were saying in Brazil that this has just been overinflated and it's exaggerated, and that's part of the problem. It's really in the favelas because of the conditions there. And then you start to hear opposite information about these mosquitoes who, for goodness sake, how do they survive? They bite, they flee, they fly. And how do you stop mosquitoes? We're always trying to stop mosquitoes. So how, for goodness sake, can you say an area is totally devoid of the Zika? I'll tell you what, I've said this before, but I don't know about any of you, and you can tell me. Are they spraying in your hood, in your suburb, in your giant city, in your little hamlet, wherever it is you live, however you live, are they spraying for mosquitoes? I call it the old-fashioned trucks that go up and down the streets. They've done it twice in my neighborhood. And we think that there's not as many mosquitoes. In fact, we're noticing not very many at all. Because the people in Texas, where our satellite facility is located, are looking at Florida and saying, oh, look at our proximity to where this is and who's coming in. Oh, this isn't bode well for us. We don't need to get sucked into this. So as a city, as a town, we're going to make that decision. Let's spend some money on spraying. And I bet that there's more of that going on than you can imagine. Because nobody wants to get bitten by a mosquito riddled with Zika and just carrying it from point A to point B. I know you feel that. I know you understand that. And when I see these pregnant women, just gorgeous young pregnant women, I think to myself, oh my gosh. When they start reading or hearing about where this is happening, it has to spook them somewhat. I mean, it has to, right? Hey, coming up on America Tonight, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, bang away at these numbers, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So many of you pour out your thoughts through the miracle of the Internet. Coming up in our next segment, we will go and check our email, our mailbag. And I can already tell you, I know it's overflowing. When it pegs in the red, and there really is this red arrow, I have to go through the email. And almost every day, unless it's been a holiday here or there, the mailbag is full. It's overflowing. A lot of you wanting to actually talk about the Olympics and asking questions like, what are the purple spots on Michael Phelps, who won a gold medal in the relay the other day? They have these patterns. And the spots, because I got so many questions about that, I'm just going to address it now. The spots are a special deal. They kind of look like a sort of a leopard spot tattoo. It's a physical therapy treatment. They call it cupping, and it relieves pain. And cupping goes back to a long, long time ago. But certainly a lot of athletes are legally, of course, using it in Rio de Janeiro. Stay with us.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it in serious telephone mode. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make myself.
Sing it, Stevie. Hey, America Tonight. Hanging out with you, putting out the shingle, inviting you in, one eye open and all, to sound off on a plethora of different directions that we went in for fun. It's one of those kind of shows, if you know what I mean. Sometimes you got to shake it up like a snow globe. I hate snow globes that get all the dust all over them and just sit there and you know, oh, no one has. When was the last time anyone shook this thing up? I feel compelled to shake it up. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. As I said, an avalanche of email, so let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I sure do. How about this one from Michael? I'll tell you what, I love sharing my first name with Phelps, the dude, the ranger, the Superman in the pool. It was so cool, Kate, to see that relay the other day. I was just so pumped. I'm not a swimmer, but I'm a fan of the Olympics. I hope a lot of people had a chance to watch Michael Phelps, because if they didn't, they certainly missed something spectacular. Got another one of those. This one was from Teresa, who says, Phelps, Phelps, Phelps. Need I say any more? There are other stories, and there are great athletes representing the United States. But seeing him win again, there was something about the way he cut through that water on that second leg of the relay, Kate, that got me so excited. Good for Michael Phelps for coming back, unretiring, and going all the way with it. Yeah, he's got a couple more races, but coming up the way he did in the relay, I thought was really, really cool. Because a lot of people were saying, oh, well, yeah, he's kind of lost a little bit, and he's like the old guy now, and I don't know. How can he do this? Well, he's got the whole cupping thing going on with the patches that he has. And he's on fire, you know. He's just on fire. He trains so hard. He doesn't stop training, and it shows. And that's why mentally, I think, is the key thing. He knows how to do this. He knows how to close the deal and not get beaten, or at least give it an incredible run. And that's exactly what he did. He mentally was so prepared, and he was able to cut through that pool like knife to bread and hot butter when it's done correctly. You could just see it. And what a pleasure it was to watch that. But now, that's not the only story. This is from the other day. So the medal count goes up for the Americans. And what's really cool is a lot of Americans are winning races, different races. So we have a couple of women who have gold medals and a bronze, and Michael Phelps with one. So it's really, really starting to add up. Really starting to add up. And I threw out this earlier, but I was wondering how many of you, that's why I'm doing Olympics. I get questions from you all the time about the Olympics. How many of you are watching the Olympics? And how many of you, just for whatever reason, are distracted by something else, are waiting for the event that you want to see, and you're cherry-picking it and not just watching it how we used to watch it? Because it used to be, there's no question. I mean, you might not like the particular event as much as another event, but you were always, you just wanted to watch it. You didn't want to miss it. For fear, you know, bad FOMO, for fear that you would miss something spectacular. So the Rio Olympics ratings fell behind Barcelona's in 92 in the first weekend. It's over with. The results are now clear. And Rio is way behind 2012 and 28 and even 1992 in primetime viewers. But really, a better clear-cut way to tell would be to see, I think, during the week. And besides, NBC wasn't the only Comcast net, you know, networks showing Olympic competition last night. You had NBCSN. You had Bravo also airing bits and pieces. So it's being spread out on a couple of different channels. I mean, the Rio Olympics have had 532 million live streaming minutes. That's huge. So that's a big digital leap from 2012. In fact, if you were to add that up, that's up 186% from 2012. That's big. That's the biggest ever streaming stat for Olympics. Streaming is popular. People are working, even during prime time. The first weekend average for Olympic Summer Games, London 2012, 36.8 million. Seoul, if I were to go back to the 80s, 1988, 24.4 million, 26.7 million in Rio. So how about that? I think we'll see the number climb. It depends on the event, depends on the day of the week. But I don't think it'll be across the board that way. I just think it's one of those kind of anomaly deals. Kind of. Speaking of deals, here's a statistic that you can manipulate and twist into whatever you want it to look like. But 1 in 8 adults say they smoke marijuana. Are you one of the 1 in 8? 13% report being current marijuana users. That's up 7% from 2013. 43% of U.S. adults say they've tried it. Several use an experimental deal, and that changes depending on age and religion. So you know how we can manipulate these numbers, but 1 in 8, I don't think it's a shocking number. So while you were smoking your marijuana and driving down the street in Colorado or Washington, did you happen to notice where gas was? Oh, so low gas. I filled up today, it was like 185. 185 for a gallon. Wow. Dan in Texas, hello.
Had to put my headphones down. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay. These two safari guys were talking about their different districts, and one says, have you seen no chittering? And he says, oh, yes. Yes, he's up in the Devon district, and he's living in a cave with a giant baboon. Male or female, baboon, said the other gentleman. Oh, female, of course. Chittering isn't gay.
Did you make that up? Where'd you come up with that?
No, I stole it from out of Africa.
Oh, that's hilarious. Stealing is okay. The recycled jokes are always the best. I love it.
Oh, I had a whole bunch more, but I couldn't get to you with enough time to tell you all of them. But, you know, I've been listening and having fun with this. You know, isn't it amazing that the Marxist, socialist, communist news media have all decided to kill Donald Trump? Of course, they can't tell any bad stuff like Duckham couldn't on Hillary. Oh, I blah, 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 blah. Then they pass it off and just next thing. And they just all devoted to hanging Donald Trump, and he's still beating them. He's beating the news media. And guess what, boys and girls out there in the news media? This is what you can think about facing in the future. If Donald Trump wins, there's going to be a glass door slammed in your face that you can look through, but you won't get any interviews and you won't get any time on the circuit in Washington. Your goose will be cooked. This is time for you to realize that you're supposed to be objective people that don't take sides, and when you start doing that, then you're nothing more than the Democratic Party.
There is some truth to that. Thanks, Dan. There's truth to not, if you're a, quotes, journalist, taking sides is a no-no. Why? Because you're more interested in getting the truth out. That's it. You're not trying to manipulate the information necessarily. I mean, these days it's different. That's the problem. People are just leaping over the fence because some writer they liked wrote XYZ, and the days of really fact-checking everything, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but so much of it gets thrown out the window. And that, my friends, is a big change. A huge change in how we are doing business. Coming up, horrible accident on a water slide, of all things, in Kansas City. You got to really feel for his parents. Stay with us on a night.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For this hour of America Tonight, we've talked a little politics. What was the latest with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton? Hillary's being sued by some parents of two of the men killed in the Benghazi attack. Donald Trump doesn't seem like he's unraveling, but there are people that are predicting doom and gloom from Donald Trump, and then there are people that are sticking up for Trump that are saying, this is ridiculous. And definitely don't panic over poll numbers. Mike Huckabee was one of those people. And he is a never. Trump is a never too late, too little, too XYZ. That's not how this guy rolls. But there are signs, and I was looking at this, there were signs that the Republican security types were not on board with Donald Trump. In fact, 50 of the top people in that role signed a petition ixnaying the whole thing. Meaning, unlike previous presidents, Trump hasn't shown any indication, they say, in educating himself. The New York Times first reported the letter which Trump has, which was signed by people who worked under Republican administrations from Nixon to George W. Bush. And those signing the letter include former Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte, former NSA and CIA director Michael Hayden, and former Homeland Security secretaries Michael Chertoff, remember him, and Tom Ridge. So those kind of people signed this letter, which at the bottom clearly states this. None of us will vote for Donald Trump because he has demonstrated repeatedly that he has little understanding of America's vital interests and its complex diplomatic challenges. Unlike previous presidents, they say Mr. Trump has shown no interest, like I mentioned before, in educating himself. So there's someone else firing at the broadside of Donald Trump. Oh, Secret Service would be a nightmare for Trump, wouldn't it? Oh, it would be an absolute nightmare. Because of everything he said, what has he left on the table? What don't we have? You know what I'm saying? It just seems like at some point you're just like, huh, who cares? And I think a lot of us are at that point. While it's being written in a different tone, so much of what we see becomes explosive. I mean, it just does. It becomes explosive, and before we, you know it, how do they say it? The horse is out of the barn. We've had this crazy story that came out, now it's probably been 2 weeks, about Roger Ailes and harassment charges. So the latest on this, what did he do, what specifics were there, the Fox News staff now saying that they feared that Roger Ailes was monitoring them. Oh, nothing worse than having that happen. So once Gretchen Carlson kicked open the door, accusing her boss, her now former Fox News CEO Roger Ailes, of sexual harassment, and then all of a sudden, once that suit happens, all these other people want to jump on board. And it might not be as significant what's happening with them. Is it fear? Is it loyalty? What is it that drives this? I mean, I say it might be a little of both. It wouldn't be shocking that it's a little bit of both. I'd say for sure it is. For sure. So the fear that Ailes was monitoring the staff, what would it be like if you found out you're doing okay at your job, you're fine, you get tired every once in a while, you put your head down for 5 seconds. What would it be like to know you were being monitored? Oh, creepy. All right, time for a mini version of True or False with our pal, Patrick Eggdorf. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? I'm doing pretty well.
Woohoo! I like that. Hey, woohoo! You sound wide awake.
Oh, I got some energy.
See, that's the key. The energy is the key. I agree. If you have boundless energy, you're bound to bounce back. How about that? All right. Let's talk about a couple of different things. I was trying to purposely avoid Rio somewhat, and I can certainly do that. But here is my question, true or false, Michael Phelps has won 2 gold medals.
Oh, he's won more than that. I'm going to say false.
This Olympics.
I'm going to say true.
No, just one right now, but he's going to be up for 2 other events that he's expected to do well in, and that will be fun to watch that. But it'll be packed. I guarantee it'll be a packed house only. Because he still has a few more races left in him. And here, this is his 5th Olympics. Could he possibly come back for yet another one? And the answer is, well, he could, but how about will he come back for another one? I'm not so sure about that. Not so sure. So there were some other injuries, like one of the Russians broke their leg after risking their goal, but just didn't feel like they were going to let their teammate down. The U.S. men's rugby team made its debut. And here's one for you. Imagine 330,000 cash registers. And that's exactly what happened. All of them linked together in San Francisco crashing. Patrick, true or false?
I'm going to say true.
True. Ding, ding, ding. Give this man a Coke. Breached by Russia's organized crime group, the breach happened in systems run by Microsystems, which was, of course, picked up by Oracle last year. So they found some sort of malware in some systems run by Micros and identified the affected systems and blocked that malicious process, which is huge. Huge when you think of it. 330 million. 330 million. Crazy. All right, how about this? The Texas Rangers are pretty smoking red hot right now. The Rangers were able to rally with three runs in the ninth inning at the tail end of the game to beat the Rockies. True or false?
I'm going to say true once more.
They did. So Elvis Andrus hit a two-run single. Mitch Moreland had a tie-breaking double. The Rangers scored three times in the ninth. They beat the Rockies 4-3. So that's good news, because this could be another area where the United States wins a medal. Woohoo! Thanks so much to Patrick Eggdorf for that. They're starting to rack up, my friends. Keep thinking those good thoughts for the rest of us. Be safe. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
About lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.